Testimonies of George Muller. Part 4. It was therefore desirable, humanly speaking, to have £100 for these heavy extra expenses, besides means for the current expenses. But I had no human prospect whatever of getting even 100 pence, much less £100. In addition to this, today was Monday, when generally the income is little. But, in walking to the orphan house this morning, and praying as I went, I particularly told the Lord in prayer, that on this day, though Monday, He could send me much. And thus it was. I received this morning £301 for the Lord's service, as might be most needed. The joy which I had cannot be described. I walked up and down in my room for a long time, tears of joy and gratitude to the Lord raining plentifully over my cheeks, praising and magnifying the Lord for His goodness, and surrendering myself afresh, with all my heart, to Him for His blessed service. I scarcely ever felt more the kindness of the Lord in helping me. Even now the children of God are often in greater trial than ever, just before help and deliverance come. A Christian gentleman called and gave me £1 for the orphans and £200 for foreign missions. He had received these sums from an aged Christian woman, whose savings as a servant, during her whole life, made up the £200, and who, having recently had left to her a little annual income of about £30, felt herself constrained, by the love of Christ, to send the savings of her whole life for foreign missions. Our especial prayer has been again and again, that the Lord would be pleased to send in means for missionary brethren, as I had reason to believe they were in much need of help. All of the children of God, are called upon to trust in God, to rely upon Him, in their various positions and circumstances, and apply the Word of God, faith, and prayer to their family circumstances, their earthly occupation, their afflictions and necessities of every kind, both temporally and spiritually. Make but trial of it, if you have never done so before, and you will see how happy a life it is. Truly I prefer by far this life of almost constant trial, if I am only able to roll all my cares upon my Heavenly Father, and thus become increasingly acquainted with Him, to a life of outward peace and quietness, without these constant proofs of His faithfulness, His wisdom, His love, His power, His overruling providence, and so forth. Received from Clerkenwell £50 to be used one half for missions, and the other half as I thought best. I took the one half for the support of the orphans. What a precious answer to prayer! For a good time we have been day by day coming to the Lord for our daily supplies. Precious, also, on account of missionary brethren, whom I seek to help, for whom there was nothing in hand when this donation was received. Never, since the work has been in existence, has there a mealtime come, but the orphans have had good nourishing food in sufficient quantity, and never have they needed clothes, but I have had the means to provide them with all they required. Never since the orphan work has been in existence have I asked one single human being for any help for this work, and yet, unasked for, simply in answer to prayer, from so many parts of the world, as has been stated, the donations have come in, and that very frequently at a time of the greatest need. Every Wednesday evening I meet with my helpers for united prayer, and day by day I have stated seasons, when I seek to bring the work with its great variety of spiritual and temporal necessities, before the Lord in prayer, having perhaps each day 50 or more matters to bring before Him, and thus I obtain the blessing. I ask no human being for help concerning the work. Nay, if I could obtain £10,000 through each application for help, by God's grace, I would not ask. And why not? Because I have dedicated my whole life cheerfully to the precious service of giving to the world and to the Church, a clear, distinct, and undeniable demonstration, that it is a blessed thing to trust in, and to wait upon, God, that He is now, as He ever was, the living God, the same as revealed in the Holy Scriptures, and that if we know and are reconciled to Him through faith in the Lord Jesus, and ask Him in His name for that which is according to His mind, He will surely give it to us, in His own time, provided that we believe that He will. Nor has God failed me at any time. 40 years have I proved His faithfulness, in this work. There came in the course of my reading, through the Holy Scriptures, Isaiah 26:4, "Trust ye in the Lord forever, For in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. I laid aside my Bible, fell on my knees, and prayed thus, I believe that there is everlasting strength in the Lord Jehovah, and I do trust in Him. Help me, O Lord, forever to trust in Thee. Be pleased to give me more means this day, and much this week, though only so little now has come in, and in the course of the week altogether £457 came in. Thus Jehovah again proved that in Him is everlasting strength, and that He is worthy to be trusted. Dear believing reader, seek but in the same way to trust in the Lord, if you are not in the habit of doing so already, and you will find, as I have found thousands of times, how blessed it is. The first, and most important thing, such a one has to do, is to trust in the Lord Jesus for the salvation of his soul, that he may be reconciled to God, and obtain the forgiveness of his sins. During the coming year I expect the expenses to be considerably greater. But God, who has helped me these many years, will, I believe, help me in future also. You see, esteemed reader, how the Lord, in his faithful love, helped us year after year. With every year the expenses increased, because the operations of the institutions were further enlarged, but he never failed us. You may say, however, what would you do, if he should fail in helping you? My reply is, that cannot be, as long as we trust in him and do not live in sin. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. Psalm 66:18. Hitherto, by God's grace, I have been enabled to continue to trust in him alone, and hitherto, though failing and weak in many ways, yet, by God's grace, I have been enabled to walk uprightly, hating sin and loving holiness, and longing after increased conformity to the Lord Jesus. As the days come, we make known our requests to him, but though the expenses have been so great, he has never failed us. We have indeed, as to the outward appearance, like the burning bush in the wilderness, yet we have not been consumed. Moreover, we are full of trust in the Lord, and therefore of good courage, though we have before us the prospect that, year by year, our expenses will increase more and more. Did all my beloved fellow disciples, who seek to work for God, know the blessedness of looking truly to God alone, and trusting in Him alone, they would soon see how soul refreshing this way is, and how entirely beyond disappointment, so far as He is concerned. Earthly friends may alter their minds regarding the work in which we are engaged, but if indeed we work for God, whoever may alter his mind regarding our service, he will not. Earthly friends may lose their ability to help us, however much they desire so to do, but he remains throughout eternity the infinitely rich one. He is able, in all directions, though the requirements were multiplied a million times, to supply all that can possibly be needed, and does it with delight, where his work is carried on, and where he is confided in. He lives forever, he cannot die. I have especially, during the past 40 years, in connection with this institution, seen the blessedness of trusting in the living God alone. Nor 10, but many more, who once helped me much with their means, have been removed by death, but have the operations of the institution been stopped on that account? No. And how came this? Because I trusted in God, and in God alone. From August, 1838, to April, 1849, we had day by day, almost without interruption, to look to Him for our daily supplies, and, for a great part of the time, from meal to meal. The institution is now 20 times larger than it was then, and our purchases are to be made in a wholesale way. I am comforted by the knowledge that God is aware of all this. If this way be for the glory of His name, and for the good of His church and the unconverted world, I am, by His grace, willing to go this way, and to do it to the end of my course. God, our infinitely rich treasurer, remains to us. It is this which gives me peace. 2,100 persons not only daily at the table, but with everything else to be provided for 189 missionaries to be assisted, about 100 schools, with about 9,000 scholars in them, to be entirely supported, about 4 millions of tracts and tens of thousands of copies of the Holy Scriptures yearly now to be sent out. God, who has raised up this work through me, God who has led me generally year after year to enlarge it, God who has supported this work now for more than 40 years, will still help, and will not suffer me to be confounded, because I rely upon him. I commit the whole work to him, and he will provide me with what I need, in future also, though I know not whence the means are to come. What was now to be done, dear reader, under these circumstances, when all the money for the school, Bible, missionary and tract fund was again gone? I reply, we did what we have done for 47 years, that is, we waited continually upon God. My dear fellow laborers in Bristol, and my dear wife and myself in America, brought our necessities again and again before the Lord. Besides our habitual daily prayer for help, we had especial seasons 4, 5, and 6 times a day additionally, for pouring out our hearts before our Heavenly Father, and making known our requests unto Him, being assured that help would come, and we have not waited upon the Lord in vain. This plan may be despised by some, ridiculed by others, and considered insufficient by a third class of persons, but, under every trial and difficulty, we find prayer and faith to be our universal remedy, and, after having experienced for half a century their efficacy, we purpose, by God's help, to continue waiting upon Him, in order to show to an ungodly world, and to a doubting church, that the living God is still able and willing to answer prayer, and that it is the joy of His heart to listen to the supplications of His children. In Psalm 9:10, the divine testimony regarding Jehovah is, "They that know thy name will put their trust in thee." We know him, by his grace, and do therefore put our trust in him. The income has been for some time past only about the third part of the expenses. Consequently, all we have for the support of the orphans is nearly gone, and for the first four objects of the institution we have nothing at all in hand. The natural appearance now is, that the work cannot be carried on. But I believe that the Lord will help, both with means for the orphans and also for the other objects of the institution, and that we shall not be confounded, also, that the work shall not need to be given up. I am fully expecting help, and have written this to the glory of God, that it may be recorded hereafter for the encouragement of His children. The result will be seen. Editor's note, the result has indeed been seen and will be seen. For more than 20 years since those words were written and Mr. Mullers had thus recorded his confidence in the Lord's help, God has sustained the work. More than £500,000 were received and expended in that time span. The balance for the orphans is now reduced lower than it has been for more than 25 years. This sum we have in hand to meet the daily expenses in connection with 2,100 persons. It is only enough for the average outgoings of 4.5 days. But our eyes are upon the Lord. I look to my heavenly provider. He also gives proof, that when we were so low as to funds, it was only for the trial of our faith and patience, and not in anger, nor did he thereby mean to indicate, that he would not help us any more. For my own part, I expected further great help from God, and I have not been confounded. Think of this, dear reader. Day by day about 2,100 persons are to be provided for in the orphan institution, and about £11 was all that was in hand to do this. You see that we are just in the same position in which we were 46 years since as to funds. God is our banker. In Him we trust, and on Him we draw by faith. God is pleased continually to vary His mode of dealing with us, in order that we may not be tempted to trust in donors, or in circumstances, but in Him alone, and to keep our eye fixed upon Him. This, by His grace, we are enabled to do, and our hearts are kept in peace. For about 21 months with scarcely the least intermission the trial of our faith and patience has continued. Now, today, the Lord has refreshed our hearts. This afternoon came in, for the Lord's work, about £1,428 as part payment of a legacy of the late Mrs. E.C.S. for 3 years and 10 months. This money had been in the Irish Chancery Court. Hundreds of petitions had been brought before the Lord regarding it, and now at last, this portion of the total legacy has been received. This is the largest donation I have ever received at one time. I kept on praying, however, and for 6 years prayed day by day that the money might be paid, believing that God in His own time, which is always the best, would help at last. In the present case, too, after faith and patience had been sufficiently exercised, God granted this request likewise. Under what particular trials we entered upon the last financial year of the institution, but we trusted in God, with unshaken confidence we looked to Him, and we expected that we should somehow or other be helped. While thus we went on, my heart was at peace habitually, being assured that all this was permitted by God, to prepare a blessing for thousands, who would afterwards read the record of His dealings with us. Putting aside the Bible, I fell on my knees and asked God that He would graciously be pleased to repeat His former kindness, and to supply me again more abundantly with means. Accordingly, in less than half an hour, I received some money, and had thus £152 in all, this day, as the result of prayer. I am never discouraged by very little only coming in, but say to myself, and also to my dear helpers, more prayer, more patience, and more exercise of faith will bring greater blessing, for thus I have invariably found it, since 63 years ago, when I first began this life of entire dependence upon God for everything. The beginning of the day was darker as to outward appearances than ever, but we trusted in God for help. 5 conditions of prevailing prayer. 1. Entire dependence upon the merits and mediation of the Lord Jesus Christ, as the only ground of any claim for blessing. 2. Separation from you all known sin. If we regard iniquity in our hearts, the Lord will not hear us, for it would be sanctioning sin. 3. Faith in God's word of promise as confirmed by His oath. Not to believe Him is to make Him both a liar and a perjurer. 4. Asking in accordance with His will. Our motives must be godly, we must not seek any gift of God to consume it upon our lusts. 5. Importunity and supplication. There must be waiting on God and waiting for God, as the husbandman has long patience to wait for the harvest.